Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Thursday edition. Three and Out.
Oh, the program.
Today's show brought to you by the Knoxville TV Employees Credit Union. Thanks for joining us alongside Houston Kress. I'm Nate Hodges. We got Davey Hudson on the ones and twos. We got Alex Comas already disengaged on his phone, but ready to rock, I'm sure.
It's he's the silent assassin or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You guys usually don't need me at the intro.
It's a good point. You can turn your mic back off.
Rude but funny.
Mm-hmm.
Rude but funny.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yesterday was a great day. Just a great day.
Was it?
Yeah, today almost feels like a Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah. Football got a recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Yep, finally.
First basketball game. Got a 6'11 center.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good stuff. Something else happened yesterday that was good. I can't remember, though. I'll get to it. But yeah, lots of reason for optimism. Reason to be excited. Excited about it. Nope, no one? Okay. Worth a shot.
Pretty pumped.
Well, you should be.
Pretty excited.
You should be.
Still a little worried about those twins tomorrow, but...
Ah.
That's not...
Man, we'll see how good they really are.
I don't think that's trending the right direction.
Kentucky's looking pretty good. Someone said yesterday this could be Kentucky's best recruiting class ever.
Yeah.
The way they're trending.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Nah, still Kentucky if you ask me. But yep, Tennessee football gets its first commit for the 2022 class as Elijah Herring of Riverdale High School in Murfreesboro. 6'2", 225, three-star, number 29 ranked player in the state of Tennessee, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite. Outside linebacker.
We do need linebackers.
We need all the linebackers. We need all of them.
Herring chose Tennessee over Michigan and scholarship offers from Mississippi State, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Virginia Tech.
Mm. He did not get an offer from Penn State or Notre Dame, but they were on his list as well.
Sad.
Missouri beat Missouri. Yeah. Mississippi State, Memphis beat Kansas. Huh?
Hey.
Huh? It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Duke. Suck it, Davey! Stealing linebackers from Duke.
That's a good thing Georgia didn't offer them.
Shh, shh, shh. Easy. Quiet, quiet, quiet.
I mean, he's originally from Georgia.
Shut your mouth.
And then moving to Tennessee
there's still time.
Until he was in eighth grade.
Did you see what he said after he committed?
No.
He said he's going to leave the door open, but he feels very good about his decision.
Are you serious? I did not see this. I missed this part of the story.
Smart kid giving himself a way out.
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's just the modern. Russell was saying yesterday, we've talked about this, like maybe commitment is the wrong word.
It's not the right word.
It's a, we lead. I'll say we lead right now. We lead for now. And he's reserved his spot if he wants it.
But not really. I mean, if 28 four- and five-star players tomorrow told Josh Heupel they were in, Heupel would call this kid and be like, hey, sorry, buddy, you're out.
You're right. He would.
So really,
I will say this.
This is like scoring the first touchdown of a football game. A low-scoring football game.
Mm.
And thinking, I think we might win. But you have no idea if you actually will or not.
Didn't we score first against Florida? Didn't we drive right down the field?
Did we?
Was it 7-3? It was 7-3 at one point.
Hmm. I think they might have got a field goal first. And then maybe
that's what it was.
Maybe we got a touchdown. I don't know.
Did you see the graphic that Josh Heupel tweeted out? I will say this. Graphics department needs a little bit of work.
Oh, they fired everybody.
I know. And they need to just think about stepping it up a little bit. Mm. We kind of have
a problem with the graphic.
I don't know. It was like I kind of get it. And then it's a checkerboard gray background, like light gray, dark gray. And then it just says checkmate. And the king piece of chess falls like down the screen. Hashtag checkmate. Hashtag evolution 22. Hashtag GBO.
Maybe since this guy's leaving is like 1 foot out the door, maybe just go with check, not checkmate. Just like we're putting you in check.
Discover check.
Just check. Yeah. Like, you know, if another school, you know, works their way out of it and then reattacks you, you might still lose this battle. So maybe instead, like checkmate, it's over. There's a finality there. That's why the king tumbles. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe just check. And then maybe on signing day, you can
checkmate.
Checkmate.
Yeah. The real deal here, though, is that.
Do kids play chess anymore?
I don't think so.
Really?
Maybe on their phone. It's probably an app for it.
Oh, there's definitely. Yeah, yeah. There's a big app.
His younger brother, Caleb Herring, is a four-star 2023 defensive end linebacker.
I mean, you've heard the theory, right?
That we're only taking him to get his brother? Yeah.
His brother's better, so we're doing the
thing. That's okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, smart move.
Yeah, just
Heupel knows how to bring in three stars. And then, who knows, maybe it leads to a four.
And a five. And then some
careful,
wins.
Alex.
What?
Yeah,
did I say anything wrong?
You're hunting in the wrong woods.
Herring also said this. It was probably the first game I went to when they went against Georgia, and I was in Neyland Stadium.
When they went against Georgia?
It was the first game he went to when Tennessee went against Georgia.
We probably didn't win that one, right?
I mean.
Was that when Maurer had the bomb to Callaway, but then we lost by a lot?
Maybe. He said, I was like, yeah, this place is nice. I just like the energy. Sorry, I was thinking that those movie quotes from was it The Room, Davey? where the voice doesn't really match the scenario.
And I was like, yeah, the energy's good, and I wanted to come here.
I was like, okay, yeah,
keep the change.
This place is nice.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
I just like the energy. Hi, Mark. I just like the energy that all the fans gave off. I was like, yeah, I can see myself playing here one day.
All right. Yep. Sounds pumped. Mike Eckler tweeted out, adding to the hot chili.
Yep.
Hashtag RLD.
Hashtag
real life dude.
Get spicy.
Gonna steal my thing, huh?
You weren't on it. You weren't ready. Gotta just give the people the news.
I've been ready for the last like 3 days to give Mike Eckler tweets because he's been kind of going off.
He's a big baseball guy.
Yep.
I like that.
If he brings chili dogs to the game, he's a legend here.
Just a bowl of chili. Like, just bring your dog up to Mike Eckler and he's just like, spicy chili. Like Kevin in The Office. Don't spill it.
He's got a vat.
Just, yeah, like a tub of chili and a big ladle.
And
you just walk up.
Stack of bowls and just.
You bring your nachos, dogs, anything you want chili on. Just a cup of chili. Go to the concession, ask for an empty cup. Chili.
Chili season's almost over.
It's true. That's true. We got to get that.
This is the last little cold snap, maybe.
I know.
Coming in after the rain yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Heupel staff made a big push for Herring. Talked to him, quote, just about every day. They sold him on the vision for the program.
Vision.
I'd been praying on it.
It's not going to be results based.
And asking God if it was the place. And then one day I just woke up and I was like, yep, this feels right. So I talked to my parents. Then when we had that Zoom meeting with them last Wednesday, they sold me on the family and that the defense was going to be great again. That they're going to get it to where they want it.
I mean, it might be. I don't know.
And that they knew each other, that they've got real connections. Like, they're real family. So that just sold me.
He watched The Juice.
He did.
See, Dave? The Juice is already paying off.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
It just, to be honest, felt comfortable. I'm very comfortable here.
Good.
And it's a place that I feel I can live after football.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Man, that's Knoxville right there.
Yeah.
To a T. Apparently, that's great.
Coaches were excited.
Well, I hope so. They finally got one.
Oh, man, they were excited, Herring said. Told Coach BJ first, and then I think they were in a meeting. So I guess during the meeting, they just stopped the meeting, and he told everybody. Everybody was happy. I talked to each and every one of them. They told me that they could see me at linebacker, but also getting some pass rush in.
Ooh, versatile.
Because they said I'm real good with using my hands and that they want to get me some sacks. It really doesn't matter to me as long as I'm on the field. Really, starting on defense, I'm good with it.
All right. Davey's pumped. Oh, one new drink today.
No, just different flavor.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, my bad. Look different. Look like a big box brand.
Confirmation on how to pronounce our linebackers coach.
It sounds like he just calls him BJ.
Yeah. I like Coach BJ. He's a real football guy.
Brian something something. It could be Jean Mary. It could be Jean-Marie.
He's a real football guy, though, either way. He loves football. Loves his family, and he wants to make Tennessee great again.
Jesus, family, football.
Not necessarily in that order.
Right. But maybe.
What is it? That's what they said in the oh man, what was that? It was that SEC, that 12-hour, like, oh, it was so on ESPN.
I don't know, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Sure. Said the South's about religion, football. Not necessarily in that order.
Damn right.
Good news to get a recruit.
I don't know why you're going to poo-poo this.
Who said I was going to?
You got it. You two are kind of poo-poo. You two.
Just because I've set myself up over the course of the last year.
What, did you hope we wouldn't get one? Like, we're bound to get one.
No, I just said it's good news that we got a recruit. I don't understand why you don't think I can be happy for the program.
Because you said it like this. It's good to get one. Eeyore.
I'm just not fully awake yet.
Oh, okay. So that's the excuse.
Here you go, Davey. Here's some positivity for you. As the first commitment in Tennessee's class, Herring said he now plans to turn his attention to trying to convince other players to join him in Knoxville. The Vols are pursuing several.
What was that?
Him and the other 3 stars?
No, the Wade twins are 4 stars. You jerk. Stop it.
Including
not today.
Top
it was a good day.
247 running back Dallas Hayden.
Dallin?
Dallin. Dallin.
Dallin Hayden.
4-star wide receiver Isaiah Horton. 4-star wide receiver Cameron Miller. And cornerback Miles Pollard. Quote, I'm going to help out with my team, Herring said. I'm going to try and work on Dallin, then some other guys.
Nice.
The start of the early signing period is, 8 months away. So, how strong is this commitment? Herring said this, quote, I plan on keeping the door open, but this seems like the one.
Hold on.
I mean, that's commitment right there. That's a guy who's
when you get to
in.
The butt, just stop the sentence.
That's our recruiter who's 75% sure he's going to the right school.
That's right. And he's going to recruit other guys because this guy is almost certain that this is where he wants to be.
No. Davey's point's actually optimistic. Everything before the butt doesn't matter, right?
Sure.
So I plan on keeping the door open, but door's closing. This seems like the one.
What? I think that that's just him saying, yeah, I want to continue to be recruited, but I'm going to Tennessee.
All right.
You know.
Calls up Dallin Hayden. Hey, Dallin, join me in Knoxville. I don't know, dude. You sure about this? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, how does that work?
We got 8 months to change our minds, man. So
go ahead and jump in the boat right now. It was fun getting all this attention.
Hey, you
want to
get a bunch of followers on social media?
Yeah.
Follow my lead.
Watch me work. Yeah.
Yeah, Vol Nation Recruiting, making sure we're aware that Herring's brother is the number one player in the state next year.
Yeah, really, really good player. Yeah. Really good. Smart. Mm-hmm. This guy's obviously good. His brother might be a little bit better. That's just... It's going to be great. I mean, this is what it was going to take. You got to have that first guy jump in the class. Yep. Now,
Floodgates.
Oh, yeah. We're turning them away probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to get the ball rolling.
Uh-huh.
It's a place.
Dominoes.
It's Tennessee, man. Recruits itself.
It does.
Opens up on June 1st. Kids can start visiting. We're going to have probably a huge junior day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, imagine junior day. It's going to be
a party.
Crazy. All the visits. Come in, take him to a baseball game. Oh, man. Legends of Lindsey Nelson. It does take.
Baseball in June, are we?
No, it'll be over by then. Take him to the stadium, walk him around.
I love the VolQuest opening Brent Hubbs. Just 2 weeks shy of 3 months on the job, Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel landed his first commitment.
Just
for the
call
Vols.
It 2.5 months. You don't have 2 weeks shy of 3 months. What is that? Ah, oh, come on, Brent. I love you, Brent, but that's a little. I get it from Brent. He's like, hey, man, more recruiting news equals more people on my side. If you're not doing anything on recruiting trail, you're not really helping the cause here. Which, same for us, right? Like, if they're not doing their job, we don't have anything to talk about. Except, rests. What were you about to say, Alex? Sorry, did you have something?
I was just going to say, we could be playing baseball in June, but it's just not at Lindsey Nelson.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hopefully we are. When's the CWS?
Well, no. It depends at what time in June, but I'm pretty sure.
June 1st. When's June 1st? You didn't have this looked up. I thought you're holding your phone.
Wait, I thought he would just know when the College World Series.
I'm looking at bets right now. I'm not looking at any research.
Thanks for being locked into the show.
I'm still contributing, unlike other people when they're looking at bets.
He didn't hear you.
Actually, World Series is way later than that. So we could be at Lindsey Nelson, couldn't we?
I heard part of it, but I just. Didn't hear that part.
It's okay.
It's June 19th through the 29th or 30th this year.
I was actually preparing for the depot.
That's what CWSOmaha.com says.
Early preparation today.
That preparation was overrated.
It is.
Well, you've really put yourself in a conundrum here, haven't you?
It is overrated.
Mm.
It doesn't mean I won't do it sometimes.
Okay. Okay. Elijah, I forgot his last name.
Kinda
like Herring.
Movie, it's kind of like the movie Top Gun's overrated. Doesn't mean I won't watch it.
Did Top Gun 2 ever happen?
They actually have.
It's coming out.
Miles Teller tweeted out when they're going to put it in theaters sometime this summer.
Did you guys see the Fast and Furious trailer yesterday?
No.
I stopped watching them after 5.
I stopped watching them before they started.
We could be in Lindsay Nelson in at like June 4th and 5th.
Okay.
But it'd be based on the old. No. Hosting the regional maybe. Or maybe in the next,
week. If we get chosen.
Right.
I said doses after my boy.
Regular
Paul
season ends May
us.
22nd.
Okay.
Then you got SEC tournament, NCAA regional, mm-hmm. super regional. Yeah, there's a lot of time in there.
Top Gun 2 release date delayed until November.
Oh, wow.
Well,
gosh.
All right. Got to wait until November.
Well, it's better than what I thought. I thought it'd come out and it was so bad, just no one talked about it.
I think that's what I thought too, but I guess it just never came out.
Yeah. Yep, November 19th, 2021.
Ooh. Here's, you know, some more on Elijah Herring.
Sure.
AKA the first domino, AKA snowball rolling downhill, AKA opener of floodgates, AKA leader of the class.
AKA the program is back.
Okay, you're taking a little too far and you're mocking me. Don't like that. Turn your mic off.
Just read it.
Yep. Riverdale High School. Did I almost did it again? Mm-hmm. Riverdale High School football coach Will Kresge.
Wow, sounds good. Let's go.
Kresge. I don't know. We'll go with Kresge. Said Elijah runs.
Coach Christ, continue.
Kresge. Says he runs track. Been a minute. We need to get guys who run track. That was Philip Fulmer's top secret.
A lot of track guys.
Said they've been doing some agility stuff after school.
Oh, that's usually what you do. You get faster.
Apparently they were doing the SAQ, and some of the coaches were standing around, and he just nonchalantly goes, "Hey, coaches, I'm going to commit to Tennessee tomorrow." It wasn't like it was a big deal. You know how some kids get. We were like, "What?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. That's where I feel comfortable." And we were like, "Congratulations, man. That's big time." He's not one that wants to be all that flash and stuff. So that might explain, you know, some of his quotes. He didn't want it to be this big ordeal, you know, film me, come to my announcement, like Ty Simpson. You know, we got guys who, you know, they don't want the spot. They want to just work for the team. It's a team game. They don't want all the pomp and circumstance. They just want to get to work. I like that. These are the kind of guys we need. Run track, low key. He could not be a better kid, said Kresge. He's 100% football. You see some kids more love the recruiting process than love football. Not him. This kid is all ball. Oh, man.
They say that about every kid.
I know. That's kind of what I'm...
Every kid, they say that.
Yeah, like The next time a coach is like, he's all right. Like, that'll be the first, right?
Yeah.
He's kind of a jerk, pretty lazy, very overrated.
Loves the recruitment process, really doesn't like football.
Oh, big prima donna. Yeah, no coach would ever say that. Mm-hmm. But he's in the boat. And even if he doesn't end up here, you just got to get that. It's a mind game. When no one's committed, it's like there's a fence up around the recruiting class.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So now that the gate's open, even if he doesn't end up signing here, because he's not sure, he's pretty sure, you know, the gate's open.
It's kind of like sometimes if you have to throw up and it takes you a while to get that first one up, but after you're able to go, it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Exactly like that.
I was thinking more of the street performer who throws a couple of his own dollars into the case, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta seed it a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little vulgar, but the analogy Davey gave was actually pretty good.
That's what happens to me when I have a migraine and I have to get rid of it. Like we're gonna be dry heaving there for a good bit, and we're just like, nothing's happening.
Hard work.
And then all of a sudden it hits, and then I feel a lot better. You know,
the sound effects were top notch. You know, you can they make stuff for that.
Oh, I have meds.
Like syrup of Ipecac? Isn't that what it's called?
I don't think that's good for you anymore.
Well, I mean, it is
Ipecac.
Ipecac?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well,
scientists determine it's not good for you to take it. They've done more studies.
Well, you throw it up. No, you throw it up.
It's not bad anymore.
No, like, I don't think they use that to induce vomit anymore.
Well, what do you do?
They have other things.
I'm doctor.
It does feel like an Optimism Tuesday, especially with what you said going in, actually off air, the scuttle.
Oh, yeah.
On the basketball.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, let's start with the...
But there was another commit yesterday.
Right.
On the hardwood.
On the hardwood.
Jonas Idoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know any good 6'11 centers that are committed to Tennessee? I do. Yeah. Boom.
That was an Alex level.
I know, it was supposed to be dumb. Anyway, the number 60th player.
Well, we need more inside presence.
Yep, 60th ranked player.
So my remarks are dumb, usually.
60th ranked player in the country, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite 2021 class. So he's ready to go.
Just your puns.
Number 7 center, number 3 prospect in North Carolina.
I think you know that.
He kind of cut back on the puns.
He did. He did. He hasn't been as punny lately.
6'11", 215.
It was easy with the McDonald's stuff when I first started, then it started getting hard.
This is today's youth. Youth of America. Yep. It gets hard and they just quit.
They quit. It's okay. Had offers from Marquette, where he was previously committed, obviously, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Houston, Kansas, Miami, NC State, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Rutgers.
Oklahoma just came in with the offer after he had decommitted from Marquette.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Oklahoma. You're late to the party.
As well as West Virginia. I don't think you mentioned them.
It's alphabetical order. I'm not there yet.
Gotcha.
The fact that he committed to us actually leads more into my theory of this guy does not want to play fast. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, for his style. I mean, because we talked about it. Like, with Shaka, we know Shaka Smart doesn't like to play a lot of half-court sets.
But he decommitted from Marquette.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, after Woj.
Like, oh, you're saying Shaka plays fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the Oklahoma offer, Porter Moser from Loyola Chicago, they don't play fast.
Has good shooting touch.
Oh, I watched the highlight.
Behind the arc.
He can hit the three.
Can he?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to let him shoot it?
No. But he can.
He's projected as a Power 5 starter. So there you go.
Good. That's what we need him to be.
Yeah,
precisely.
When you look at his scouting report, his biggest weakness is his strength. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs to put on some weight.
Oh, that's easy. We just get him in the weight room, feed him. No problem.
Yeah, but it makes me think, why would he want to play slow if you're kind of somewhat a weak five, then wouldn't you?
He also probably has grown very fast. So
true. But if you're on the weaker side as a five, you can get up and down the floor more.
Well, I mean, you at least have Tennessee saying we still play inside out, you know, and you're 6'11". Mm-hmm. You know, he might not want to go to one of these schools where he just sets ball screens all day.
True.
Get some post, wants to get down the floor and get post positioning, you know, get some touches inside.
Hit the mid-range jumper.
Says he can finish with his offhand.
Good.
Decent rebounder, but needs more strength on the boards.
Yeah.
Good court awareness.
Okay.
Does not have much back-to-the-basket game at this point.
So a development project?
Does anybody have good back-to-the-basket game?
Coming out of high school? Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to great shot blocker.
Good to great.
Good to great.
I mean, I would hope so. It's 6'11".
Has a lot of potential. Again, strength gain is vital.
Mm.
Does he's long, mobile, and has positive athleticism.
Positive.
This is a great write up for draft season for
positive athleticism.
Yeah,
real coach's kid, gym rat, hard worker.
Like to me, positive athleticism that's like slightly above average.
Yeah, you're in the positive.
Yeah,
you are somewhat athletic.
You just barely made it. You're not a super athlete.
Like what? DJ Burns, not very athletic, just big. Mm-hmm. This guy, positive athleticism, great shot blocker.
All right,
gets off the floor. In other news, Tennessee picked up 3 crystal ball predictions yesterday for 5-star Brandon Huntley Hatfield, 6'9", 230 from Scotland campus in Pennsylvania. Scotland campus high school in Scotland, Pennsylvania.
You've heard the scuttle, right?
Yeah, it might do it on ESPN.
Might do it today.
Yeah, ESPN. Might be it today. As soon as today.
You know who you sound like when you do your Scottish accent?
Probably anybody from Scotland.
Craig Ferguson. The old late show host.
Oh, yeah.
On CBS after Letterman.
It's been a minute. I feel like if I saw him, I'd remember him. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
I don't think it's good or bad. It's just that's what you sound like.
I can live with that.
Now Tennessee has Kenny Chandler, Jemai Mayshak. I can't pronounce the other guy's name. What's his?
Dibunji.
Clinton Dibunji.
We'll call him Q. Q's good.
These like in James Bond.
Great for Bob Kessel.
We do. I wonder if Barnes and Kessel have a little like a back and forth. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Barnes is like, here you go, Bob.
Got him.
I'm going after the 5 stars with really hard names to say. Is it Adu or I do?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
Jemai Mayshak.
Speaking of Qs, Knoxville's own Quez Glover.
Found him a new home.
Yep.
Where did he end up going?
Samford.
That's in Birmingham?
Correct.
Yes.
Somewhere in Alabama.
Birmingham. I'm almost certain. Right, Dave? It is
Birmingham. It's 100% in Birmingham, yeah.
Big brain.
The Homewood area, as they call it.
Yeah. I remember we had to drive by it when I went to SEC Media Days 1 year.
I toured their law school.
And then said no?
I wasn't going to go out of state to pay a private school when I could just stay here and go to UT.
Fair enough.
If I would have said yeah, you probably would never know who I was. So you might have been like, damn, wish you would have went there.
Man, dodged a bullet.
Samford Bulldogs?
Yeah.
Yep.
I had a friend who, out of high school, he got a scholarship to play basketball there.
Yeah, they.
That was it? That was the story?
That was the story. Okay.
They recruited a lot of people out of my high school for baseball.
Cortland Finnegan went to Samford.
The guy who Andre Johnson beat up?
Oh, I remember. Remember Cortland Finnegan. What are you laughing at?
This is funny, the guy Andre Johnson beat up.
Andre Johnson was like the quiet, nice guy until he got mad, and then you were in big trouble.
I loved Andre Johnson.
I did too. He won me a lot of fantasy football games.
Just nobody noticed. He's just down there in Houston just racking up catches, yards, touchdowns.
Yeah, Rob Lewis of VolQuest.com saying that might be a live ESPN Instagram announcement today for Brandon Huntley Hatfield, similar to what Kennedy Chandler did. Wish he could have got on like a network show. Remember that when Kennedy committed? I think it was him. How awkward it was. It was just that guy, and he didn't know how to invite Kennedy Chandler. Because Ja Morant was in the comments like, bro, you got to invite him. And then I think, didn't Ja Morant end up setting it up, and they just went. it was some old guy. Didn't know how to do the cell phone. Very tough. Mm-hmm. It's confusing, man.
Was it the recruiting guy? Was it Paul Biancardi or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember. It may have. There wasn't like it was just his Instagram, so there wasn't like a nameplate under his picture or anything. So, but hopefully we can do a little bit better than that. So okay, Quez Glover to Samford. Devontae Gaines went to George Mason.
Yep.
Okay.
Pember to UNC Asheville.
Mm-hmm. And is Sickie Land anywhere yet?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Same thing with Corey Walker.
Right. Who we never saw.
Like J.J. Peterson almost.
That's a pretty good analogy there. So Quentin Dabunje officially signed yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So he's 100% in.
Okay.
Locked in.
Locked and loaded. We can talk about this a little bit later. Did you see Jimmy Dykes' tweet yesterday about the NCAA discussing 6-foul limit?
Oh, I did. And they passed the one-time transfer, which I think we mentioned yesterday. But yeah,
we announced really that they cool. were probably going to, yeah. but yeah, it's official now.
Because then Tennessee players would be able to play with 4 fouls remaining in the second half.
Until they get 5.
Barnes seems like the kind of coach who's like, you may have 6, but I'm going to treat it the exact same way. You get 2 in the first half, your ass is on the bench.
Or he forgets that they changed the rule.
We would have put him back in, but you know, he fouled out. No, he didn't. What? You get 6. Oops. Missed that memo.
There's a lot of...
That was Barnes bashing, by the way. Don't ever do that.
There's a lot of weird...
It was joking.
He's about to get a 5-star today.
Yeah, I'm happy with the recruiting right now.
I mean, if we get Huntley Hatfield, I'm going to do that all the time. What? I mean, we'll bump up to like... Did I see that if we get Tomba and Hatfield, we could have the number 2 class in the country?
Probably.
Both of them reclassifying to this current class?
Well, Hatfield, I think, is definitely doing that.
Okay.
I mean, he's like ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physically. Like, he's, you know, 6'9", what'd I say? 6'9", 230? Like, he's got an NBA body, or at least a college body right now. He's not going to have to catch up in the weight room or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, I think the plan for him is to reclassify.
But Tomba and it kind of seems like I do a little bit, are a little bit of projects to where they're not ready to insert right in the lineup.
Well, we'll
I
see.
I don't think Tomba could play right now.
That's what everyone kind of says. I mean, he could give you minutes, but he wouldn't be like a, you know, 30-minute a night 7-footer.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But if you get him.
Have you bought into the theory about if Bear really wants a kid to come here, that kid's not going to be good?
Have I bought into that theory? I didn't know that was a theory.
It's a theory.
Are you just wait? What?
What's the track record?
Not good, Bob.
What were some of the other ones?
Pretty much anybody from Knoxville.
What? So you don't have an example? I mean, like, I'm sure he wanted T. Higgins. T. Higgins is pretty good. Are you saying just
basketball?
No, I'm
saying guys that we get. Like, if Bear's really behind them.
So Pember.
Pember being.
I don't think he was high on Pember. He didn't like Pember.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's just guys from Catholic.
Who was the guy that went to Vanderbilt from a couple years ago?
I don't know.
Big man, Catholic?
No clue. I want to get into these possible rule changes because they're a little weirder than just 6 fouls. I got the list.
Tennessee basketball currently 8th in the country in recruiting, and we have potentially 2 more spots. So we got Justin Powell.
Mm-hmm. I do think for basketball it is extremely important to look at average player rating.
Mm.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you're only going to get, what, like 6 kids? So it's not like football where you kind of have a set number
mm-hmm.
trying to fill. Like, I mean, the roster varies. And so, I mean, you could have like a school have 2 4-stars, but another school could have the top player in the
Tennessee
country.
Tennessee has the second highest average player rating in the top 8. I'm sorry, 3rd highest. Kentucky has 3 commits for 99.09. Duke has 3 commits for 99.67.
Yeah, Duke has 3 guys. They're both all top 20, and they're about to add, I think, the 5th-ranked overall player.
Anyway,
what I'm saying is that Tennessee's at 3rd. It's not like this isn't like we have 20 commits. And
No, I'm not dissing Tennessee. I'm just saying, like, I wanted that information. I knew it was good, so glad you gave it to the listeners.
There you go. It's Optimism Tuesday on a Thursday.
I just wanted to talk about Duke. I'm not falling for it.
Maybe. We'll hit these potential rule changes. Some are kind of weird.
All right. Kind of weird.
So the NCAA, you know, they always got NCAA up everything, right? So here's the possible rule changes for 2020-2021 college basketball. Number one, widen the lane to 16 feet.
What's it at now?
I don't know. I'm assuming that's the NBA width. Comas, can you check that for us? NBA lane. Oh, you got
Work. Don't hurt yourself.
Unless somebody already knows that, I would assume that's just the wider lane. It's just the NBA. It's just like an extra foot, or extra maybe foot on each side, or 6 inches on each side. I'm trying to picture.
Six? You know, no, it's not.
Is it 14 feet wide? 15 feet wide?
I think it's like 12, maybe.
No, it can't be 12. Is it 12?
I mean, you think about when you're standing in the box, like you're looking up at the rim. It's not. I mean, maybe 12.
I don't know. Alex will find it.
Maybe.
Reset team fouls at the 10-minute mark of each half and begin double bonus on fifth team foul of each 10-minute segment. This would eliminate the one-on-one free throw.
No, I like the one-on-one.
I like the one-on-one, too. Maybe that's just me being a traditionalist, but...
Got to earn it.
I mean, so the women went to the quarters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't they just go to quarters if they want to do it?
That would be the easy thing to do.
But no, we're going to reset fouls at the 10-minute mark. How does that work? Is it 10:01, and then, like do they just literally hit the reset button, like, as the clock goes past the 10? Like, how does anyway.
They would lose a media timeout, more than likely, if they did that.
The paint is 12 feet wide currently.
Oh, wow.
15 feet from the backboard to the free throw line.
Yeah, from the back iron, which is weird, and then from the front edge to the... Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Way to find that so quickly.
Yeah, I was just confused by the dimensions, and I'm not 100% certain if these are NBA dimensions.
Okay.
I've got it right. Sorry.
And what's the NBA width, lane width?
Oh, hold on. Now I see.
Is it this? Surely this isn't wider than the NBA. That would seem really weird.
Well, the lane...
Just go to the trapezoid if we're doing this.
The lane as a whole is 16.1 feet, and the shaded lane is 11.10 feet. 11 feet, 10 inches.
So, yeah, so they're going to the NBA width, basically.
16.
Yeah.
All right. So they're going to reset at 10, but not go quarters.
Apparently.
That's stupid. Keep the one and one. Yeah. I like the one.
And then on the fifth foul, it's just two shots. Allow laptops, tablets, or similar devices in the bench area for coaching purposes. That's fine. Who cares? All right, now.
So long to the whiteboard.
Yeah, well, you still need a whiteboard.
We wish you well.
Bruce Pearl will find a way to cheat with it.
So instead of just saying, you know, what? Like point number four... allow six fouls, they go with adopt a modified six foul rule with the following provisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's four sub-numbers. Number one, a player may not commit more than three personal / technical fouls in any one half. Penalty, disqualification.
So four fouls in either half?
You're out of there.
Wait, so even if you manage to get to the second half with zero fouls.
You get your fourth, you're done.
So, okay, so we just said if someone picks up their third foul, they can still play, but no, you can't. So Barnes is like, I guess, okay, so Barnes, benches at two, so now you did,
yeah,
okay.
You can bench
okay.
at three, and you'd have three left for the second half.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Point number two, a player may commit three personal / technical fouls in the first half and three in the second half. In this case, the players allowed six fouls before being disqualified.
Mm-hmm. So if you make it to halftime with one foul or no fouls, you get four in the second half.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is not fouling out at six fouls. That would be fouling out at seven fouls, right?
What? No.
A player may commit three fouls in the first half
mm-hmm.
and three in the second half.
Right. Then you're, but
in this case, the player's allowed 6 fouls before being disqualified.
Right. So the 6th foul would disqualify you, is the way I'm understanding that.
Yeah.
You get the 6th foul, but you're disqualified on the 6th.
You get up to 3 fouls in the second half, and after that third foul, you're disqualified.
Okay.
If you had 3 in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of read that to mean you get a 7th foul, because you foul out on the 4th foul in either half.
Right, but what they're saying is if you have 3 in the first half and you pick up 3 in the second half, you're done. You get 6 fouls.
Okay, but what about if you get, like you just said, if you have 1 or no fouls, you only get 5 fouls for the game? Like in the first half?
Yeah, because you can't have more than 4. Yeah,
the fourth one in the second half.
So if I don't pick up a foul in the first half and I commit 4 in the second half, I'm out. I'm done. Hmm. That makes overtime interesting.
It also makes it, I think, more complicated for the refs.
It's like you should get an extra foul in overtime.
I do, too. Unless you've already fouled out. Or something like that.
This is so. Why do they have to make everything so complicated?
I don't know. Why are they getting rid of the 1-on-1? What's wrong with the 1-on-1? I'm okay with the quarters. Go quarters, but leave the fouls the same.
A player may commit 2 personal/technical fouls in the first half and will be disqualified on his 4th personal/technical in the second half, total 6 fouls. A player may commit 0 or 1 personal/technical fouls in the first half and would be disqualified on the player's 4th personal/technical foul in the second half. Mm-hmm. See rule number 1. So weird.
Yeah, I feel like that's making it harder on the referees because
coaches too, like keeping track of all that.
So. Exactly.
It'll be a learning curve.
Like, the referees are going to call a foul on a guy, and now you're going to have, like, the sideline officials, or not sideline officials, but the ones, you know, kind of sitting behind the seats.
Yeah, they're just going to have
coaches
to,
are like, oh, that's his 4th for the second half. He's done.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the scorekeeper would have that, mm-hmm. but the coaches would have to be aware of it also. It's not that hard. I mean, they mark down when guys get fouls. Now they just have to mark down which half.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. Not too bad. I don't know why they would do that. Just go to 6 and leave everything the same. Like, what?
I mean,
is there a big problem with sending in a guy to pick up 5.5 now?
Yeah,
no,
I could see a lot of college coaches doing that,
but they don't do it now.
They don't do it right now. Like, no one starts a guy to pick up 4 quick ones or 5 quick ones. Just go ahead and foul out. No one does it now. So why would they do it with an extra foul?
Yeah, it's like they're trying
afraid
to
of something that doesn't.
Yeah, they're trying to fix a problem that is not a problem.
Right. It's the same thing.
We're going to give you an extra foul, but also 1 fewer if it's in the – like,
yeah.
Like, what? That makes no sense. Good job, NCAA. Anything else on the rule changes?
Well, that's all for the fouls. Now, the next one is award possession of the ball to the defense when they create a held ball situation.
So no jump ball.
Well, I guess there'd still be a jump ball if they rule that it's like – just loose and 2 guys kind of grab it at the same time.
But if the defense like blocks you on the way up and it's considered a help ball, they would just get it.
Yeah, or just like, or just ties you up as you dribble.
I've always wanted them to change the jump ball to like an actual jump ball rather than following the possession arrow.
I don't mind the possession arrow. I mean, if I'm a small team, like a jump ball, that doesn't really help me. If they got a big guy who's going to win every tip.
No, the jump ball is whoever gets tied up. It's not, you don't get to pick.
I know, but if I'm the smaller team at every position, like I don't want that.
Off your vert.
I like the old classic jump ball. There's a lot of strategy in that.
Mm.
My dad still talks about some game that was like decided at the jump ball, and the smaller guy won it. There's a little more, but it's nothing major. We'll hit it on the flip side. We'll kick off hour 2 next.